Talmud chapter 57. In the beginning of this chapter, the Lamanites say that they'd like to trade the city of Antipara for the for all the prisoners that had been taken. And Helaman says that having already beaten the army at Antipara, they're sure that they could go take the city. And so the Lamanites, this was just a trick of theirs. They didn't plan on keeping the city anyway because they didn't have any army there, and the rest of them leave Antipara. And now the Nephites now have the city of Antipara back. The important thing here is that in verse 2 it says, when he's telling them that he will not make the trade, he says, "We were sure our forces were sufficient to regain Antipara." And the point is, again, they're constantly judging everything according to man. Well, then it goes on to say that they then perform a siege on the city of Cumani, and that it works good, and they're able to take the city of Cumani. But having taken the city of Cumani and having taken Antipara, now they had so many prisoners that they couldn't even, it was almost impossible to guard them, so they decided to send them down to Zarahemla. And they sent him down there, and with an army to guide him, to guard him all the way down. And as they leave, then the Lamanites think, well, this is a good time to attack because a lot of their army's gone. So they indeed attack. And in fact, the Lamanites are about to beat the army of Helaman, but the 2,000 sons of Helaman hold. And they hold strong, and they are well disciplined, it says. And we see that discipline's a great and important thing of war, and they hold in their discipline. And then the army that was guarding the prisoners, all of a sudden they return to help, and they are able to gain victory. Now it says that the 2,000 held because of faith. And what faith is this? Well, they knew, as we've learned in another portion of the Book of Mormon, they had been taught the proper gospel, and that is that the Lord is their protector. And that's why they held, and they weren't worried about the Lamanites. They just worried about doing the will of the Lord. Well, they win the battle, but they have a great loss, and the loss is tremendous. And so they go to count the loss, and to their astonishment, not one of the sons has been killed. And again, we note astonishment of Helaman, and Helaman is again, we see that he is not functioning. Even though he's the head of the church, he is not functioning in the true spirit of the Lord. And I will note here that he took greater delight and joy in being the commander of an army than his father would have done in just going, realizing that the best way to protect the people would be to go out amongst them and preach to them. And so again, we see a lot of a weakness of man here. Well, then in verse 26, it says that the men of Helaman, in consideration of no loss amongst the sons of Helaman, ascribe it to the miraculous power of God. And they turn to God, but read that clearly, what that says. They didn't have the full faith and the full spirit in it, but they were willing to say yes, that it must be of God. Meaning that they do not have the spirit and the strength of God with them, but their eyes and logic tell them that obviously this is of God, and they will therefore agree to that. Well, then it goes on to say in verse 26, remember, this is Helaman talking, that the reason that the 2,000 had faith was, or what their faith was, and that their faith was that the Lord was their protector. Well, notice that the Helaman has a hard time even trying to explain this, because he doesn't truly believe it and understand and believe in the full power of God on earth, and that he manifests his power on earth. But if we, but in his explanation there, which is verbose, it does finally come down to say that they believed the Lord had preserved them, or that he was indeed their protector. Well, then in verses 28 to 34, we learn why the army had returned from taking the prisoners down all of a sudden, and that's because when the army of the Lamanites had came, they had to try the prisoners that came up in revolt, and they'd had a battle, and they'd killed the greater part of the prisoners, and then they had returned. Well, after seeing this and after having this great battle and having everything work out for them, in verses 35 and 36, they say that they turn to their God. And we begin to feel by the Spirit some real sincere turning to God. And they really did bless the name of God. And they pondered on the things of the 2000, the things that had happened to them. And they felt the Lord and they felt His love. And I think you can see from 35 and 36, we begin to see where we have some men who are truly in the Spirit beginning to turn to their God.